Liam Horden, good evening to you.
Good evening, Aidan.
Thank you very much indeed for joining us, and somewhat later than usual, but we were getting carried away in our political discussion, as happens from time to time on this programme. And you're welcome as always.
Thank you very much, Aidan. My pleasure.
This is an email from JJ, most unusual one, I have to say myself, when I saw it earlier in the day. I hate the sound of my own voice. Surely the interview panel will feel the same about it. Anything I can do to make myself sound better?
Well, it is a very common complaint. In fact, to find people who do like the sound of their own voice is nearly more difficult than finding somebody who... it's nearly the most difficult thing of all, because most people find their own voice very different to what they're used to hearing when they're talking themselves. And there's actually a scientific reason for that, which I'll now explain, and I'm far from a scientist. But when you speak and you hear yourself speaking like I'm speaking now, what I'm hearing is being processed through my skull, through my... Are you okay? Hello?
Yeah, go ahead. I'm listening.
Oh, sorry. I thought I heard some interference.
No.
Okay, no, what I'm hearing, may be appropriate for talking during this topic, what I'm hearing is being processed through my skull. So it's moving through all the bones of my jaw and up through my mouth and all into my skull. So what I'm hearing is severely distorted compared to what you hear when you hear my voice. So what happens when people hear their voice played back, it travels through the air to them and it doesn't go through that big, thick mass of bone and skull. So they're hearing a completely different sound to what they're used to hearing. And that's what throws most people, according to studies, that this people don't, they've never heard their own voice before in the way that other people hear it. And people, when you play them back their own voices, generally say, oh God, I hate the sound of my own voice. And in fact, it's something that afflicts many broadcasters who hate the sound of their own voice. You might think that they'd be quite used to hearing their own voice, but may them avoid the whole prospect of hearing their own voice by not listening back to shows, not listening back to broadcasts or reports that they do. So,
well, can I say this to you before you continue? Mm. I absolutely hate listening to my voice. I never listen back to programmes. Yes. I just hate it.
And you're not a Johnny-come-lately to broadcasting, so it makes my point. Lots of very experienced broadcasters really hate their own voice. And so what JJ is saying there is a very common complaint. So that's the first point we need to establish. The point I would say, though, you know, to understand that the voice people hear you speaking with is fine. In you know, we're our own worst critics about a number of things, particularly our own voice. We seem to think it's flatter or it's more male or it's faster or it's more lispy or it's this, that, or the other than we realized it was. But other people are quite used to hearing your voice and don't have an issue with it at all. What I'd say to JJ overall is that to be worrying about the sound of your own voice is a very sort of bad thing to bring into an interview, because it can make you, you know, very inward focused and make you quite negative. And really, he or she needs to get over that, accept that their voice is fine just because they're not used to hearing it themselves. That doesn't really matter. The interview panel take people as they find them. And as long as you're can be understood, if you have to slow down a bit, if you have to take some of the rough edges off your speaking, sometimes people abbreviate words too much or say them too quickly. Those things you must do, but trust your own voice, trust your own accent, and trust your own sort of demeanour overall in the interview, and not to be, you know, bringing that in there. Because more than anything else, the voice you have is the voice you have. So get over it and get on with it, I would say, is a rather blunt advice for JJ.
But isn't there also a risk, Liam, and that is that if you begin to, not exactly obsess about your voice, but worry about it overtly, that you may find yourself putting on an accent that isn't your accent, or
yes,
perhaps speaking in a manner which you normally don't speak in, and people spot that pretty quickly.
They do, and, you know, it will appear contrived. And also the pressure you put on yourself to sound better or to sound in some way more urbane or whatever you want to try and achieve with your voice, that pressure will interfere with your effort to do what you really need to do in an interview, which is to give evidence that you are the right person for the job. So anything, you know, it's a bit like trying to distort your voice and get a better sounding voice with a different accent is a huge pressure to put on yourself, just as trying to maintain a lie, for example, in an interview is a huge pressure to put on yourself. So going into an interview, you need to feel unpressured and you need to be trusting in what you have rather than kind of contriving to avoid certain things. And the voice is the worst one of all to worry about, apart from slowing down if necessary and things like that. But your voice is your voice. And, you know, the sort of shuddering or the shrieking that JJ does when he or she hears her own voice, others don't do that because we accept people's voices very quickly. And to make that point, some of the world's greatest broadcasters had very distinctive accents that, you know, Bill McLaren was told to lose the Scottish accent. Micheál Ó Murasaigh has a very distinct Kerry accent. And in fact, the band The Proclaimers, one of their songs, they were originally called Drop the R, because they were told by everybody, you'll never make it big because of the R sound that the Scottish voice, the Scottish accent has. And they made a virtue out of it. So your own voice is very much part of who you are. And I would say that JJ should focus on everything else, all the things, all the evidence they need to accumulate, all the stories that show their competencies, and go with their own voice as it is. And I will wager it makes little or no difference on the day. And certainly it'll make a big difference if they try to do too much to distort it.
And of course, when you consider that an interview of itself is a very stressful situation anyway, to be bringing something like that into the reckoning is probably counterproductive.
Absolutely. And, you know, people get distracted. I was at a talk in Brafey House a few years ago by that famous mailman, John McDonald, who's the coach in Arkansas University. And he was asked a question from the floor, what's the biggest problem you encounter when working with, these were All-American standard athletes, these were top-notch university athletes. And he said, the biggest problem I have with athletes is concentration. And he told the story of a great athlete he had in his care running in a big finals, and the athlete was comfortably the best runner in the race, according to John McDonald, and was leading the race. It was an indoor meet of some sort, and the athlete tapered off and lost the race. And afterwards, McDonald said to him, what happened there? You were comfortably ahead. And he said, I got preoccupied with why the track had only 7 lanes and not 8. He spotted something in the track which was unusual, or maybe 5 instead of 6 in an indoor setting. And he started thinking about why would that be, lost his concentration and lost the race. So, you know, worrying about things you can't change, worrying about things that are not within your control, you know, it's absolutely redundant and very counterproductive, because it will put more pressure on you than you realise. And you'll come out saying, I got my accent kind of right and my voice kind of right, but I didn't get any reason to give me the job, you know.
Very good. I know you're under a time constraint this evening, Liam, so we shall leave it at that. Thank you very much indeed for joining us on the programme this evening, and we'll talk to you again next Monday evening in or about the same time, 5:30.
Thank you very much, Aidan.
Good evening to you, and as always, Liam, thank you.
Bye.